Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy GlowNoin, which is a highly diluted form of nitroglycerin. As many of you know, nitroglycerin is used in medicine to relieve the pain of angina pectoris, which is from poor blood supply to the heart. Any homeopathic remedy with nitrogen in it can have sudden, violent, or explosive issues, often involving the heart or circulation. Potassium nitrate, or saltpeter, is one of the basic ingredients in gunpowder, that earlier explosive. Anyway, homeopaths have found that GlowNoin, or really somebody needing it, is especially sensitive to heat. This remedy can be used as first aid, for example, for someone who has had a headache from overheating in the sun, or even from sunstroke. Perhaps the person had a sunstroke in the past and is still suffering from the after effects, in which case this remedy may help. When there is an upward rush of blood, or the blood surging back and forth between the head and the heart, or waves of terrible, bursting, violent headache, GlowNoin can be considered. As with all the nitrogen remedies, there can be a tendency for the person to overdo the good life, to crave fatty foods, and even to be a hypochondriac. Of course, there is regarding someone needing GlowNoin or a chronic basis, but they can have a tendency to be very assertive, perhaps too much, as the nitrogen can represent the ego expanding as well. Someone needing GlowNoin is worse from heat in general, and better from cold or cold applications, and can be useful in heat flushes of menopause, some cases of hypertension, and yes, if the symptoms fit, angina pectoris, but there are many other homeopathic remedies that can fit this heart pain better. So it's better to see a qualified homeopath if you or someone you know suffers from cardiovascular disease, rather than treating it as a first aid condition. Well, this has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.